Hey everybody, it's been a while. It's your girl Tara here. And I just wanted to go over something really quick. I was looking at some goals that I had set for myself back in 2015. And I know we are winding down to 2020 is winding down and we are entering 2021. And we're in a very interesting time. You know, we are still on the heels of a world and global pandemic, right? And back in 2015, I was in this really low, low place. I mean, if you've ever been in that low, low place, then you know exactly how I was feeling. I was overwhelmed, underpaid, overworked, lost, confused, struggling financially, you know, struggling in a relationship that I was in that I really didn't want to be in. But it was also a wonderful time. And the reason why I say that is because I was literally at that point like a snake or some type of reptile who sheds their skin. I was at that point to where I was shedding all those layers. Women, if you know, if you combed your hair and looked in your brush and you see all these strands of hair that are falling on the floor, falling in the sink, you're seeing all this hair everywhere. That's your body getting rid of all the old stuff to make room and prepare for the new you. And that's what I was going through and that's what I was experiencing. Shedding all those layers of disappointment, shedding those layers of confusion, frustration, shedding those layers of pure and utter disgust with myself. Because sometimes we get to that low, low point. And back in 2015 in March, I wrote in my diary that it was March 19, 2015, and it was 1:05 a.m. in the morning. And this was so wonderful for me to look at because I don't normally share this, but of course I'm going to do it. I'm going to read an entry that I wrote March 19, 2015 at 1:05 a.m. And it says, I just finished a quick shower, jammies are on, and I feel like reading my Bible in Proverbs. Mom has started a month-long reading club. We're reading the book of Proverbs. I'm getting started late. Proud that I started saving $25 a month. Consolidated my student loans. New payment is only $61 a month. All glory goes to God. Made my own pie crust. Yep, homemade. Woohoo! So proud of me. I'm excited about meeting a new friend. She is giving me some great ideas for my pie business. Got a second job at Chick-fil-A. Gonna own one soon. Tired. Gotta rest. The end. And that was my entry. And that was back in 2015 when I had just stumbled upon a new pie crust recipe. For those that don't know, I am the owner and operator of Just Pies by Tara. And we are an online bakery in addition to a brick and mortar that we have here in Vallejo, California. Excuse me. And at that time, I didn't even have enough money for supplies. You know, back in 2015, I was, like I said, I was even at a financial standstill. But I look at myself today and as I'm going over my goals, people often say, oh, don't chase your dreams. I say, yes, chase your dreams. You have to. You have to keep going after them. You can never, ever give up on your dream. Had I given up on my dream back in 2015, I wouldn't be where I am today. And as I look around and I look at all the pies that I've created, all the recipes that I've created, the new businesses that I've created, and I can do nothing but smile and just look at myself in the mirror and I'm thinking, wow, just think if you had given up on yourself. Just think if you believed what everybody else said about you. Just think if you took the time to consider someone else's advice and not your own. That's what happens. We get off course. We listen to what other people think about us. We listen to what others say. People thought I was nuts starting a pie company. Why? A pie business? And at that time, I only had one flavor, pecan pie. But guess what? I knew that there was something more. I knew there was something different. And all of a sudden, there became this sweet potato pie. Then there became a pumpkin pie. Then there was an apple pie. Then I started baking cookies. Then I started baking cakes. Then I started baking pound cakes. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And not to bore you with the details, but yes, chase your freaking dreams. Write down your goals, for crying out loud. Don't let time pass you by. Get off your ass. Write down your goals. Every year, I want you to have some short-term goals and I want you to have some long-term goals. My short-term goals are things that I can accomplish between 3 to 6 months. That can be something little as creating a label. That can be something as little as saying, hey, I'm going to pay $50. I'm going to pay off my credit card, one credit card at a time. It can be something very little, but something that leads up to the completion of your long-term goal. Your long-term goals can be completed within a year to 5 years. Don't give up on those 1 year goals and those 5 year goals. Things that are so far out of your reach, that's what you want to attain. That's what you want to chase after. See, everything that looks so far away really isn't. It's really right there in your face. It's really there for you. The saying goes, what's for you is for you. I believe that. The only way you will complete your goals and have the things that you really want and desire is you writing them down and speaking them into existence. You have to dream big. You can't think small. You have to dream big. You have to be audacious. You have to be bold and tenacious. You got to grab life by the bullhorns and say, let's go on this ride together. You're not leaving me. That is that willpower, that's that determination, that's that ambition and the drive and the pure guts. Follow your instinct, number two. Follow your instinct. Don't trust what other people say. Go on how you feel. And if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. I don't do it. You can never miss out on something that wasn't meant for you anyway. If it quacks, it's a duck. That's what my grandmother always said. If it's a duck and it quacks, it's a damn duck. Don't worry about it. Make sure that you are setting goals. You're missing the mark. Don't talk about it. Be about it. You are totally off your game. If you ain't sitting down with a friend or two and writing down where you want to be in life, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're wasting time, precious time. Although it's never too late, don't waste the time that you do have because it's valuable. Time is money, my friends. Time is money. And why would you waste time if it equaled money in your pocket? Get off your tail. Start that business. Go back to school. Go after that promotion. Whatever it is that you want to do, start singing professionally, if that's what you want to do. Play golf professionally, if that's what you want to do. Do it. Open that boutique. Open that hair salon. Open that construction business. What's stopping you? Nobody but you. Let me tell you something. They are printing money almost every day in this world. You are going to make money. Don't worry about what your competition is doing. As long as you stay in your lane, number three, stay in your lane, you'll be fine. Don't worry about competition. I don't worry about Sara Lee. I don't worry about Walmart, Target. I don't worry about none of them. I don't worry about Marie Callender's. I worry about me and creating my lane and staying in it. There's nothing wrong with competition. It's healthy. This world is made up of so many different people and things and products for you to use and also for you to offer someone. Don't miss the boat. Don't let life pass you by. Don't let the life that you dreamed of just be a dream. Turn that dream into a vision. Turn that vision into your reality. My friends, don't let life pass you by. This is Tara Beasley Stansberry Chase those dreams. Have a good evening. Talk to you soon.